Yeah, hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and this is a boo for Amy Brailsnail, who has posted a boo titled Reading Habits Tag. And this is a boo where she was talking about a questionnaire on your reading habits. And I listened to that this morning, and I must admit, I've not long been following Amy, who's a Brailsnail here on Audioboo, but I do enjoy listening to her. Has a great delivery style, and but this particular boo of hers I was listening to this morning, and she was giving her, well, answers her opinions on this particular questionnaire, and it's a 12 point questionnaire, so I'll go through it myself. So Amy, this is for you really. So the book and reading habits tag. Number one, do you have a certain place you like to read? I have a certain chair in my living room with a reading lamp behind it, and that's my favourite place to read books. But when I'm out and about, I tend to listen to audio instead. I listen to books using Audible. But I do really have a favourite place, and I suppose that's my chair in my living room underneath my reading lamp. Number two, do you bookmark or use a random piece of paper? Well, I don't do either. I just close my book up and then hunt and search for the part where I was last time. I've tried using bookmarks, but I tend to lose them. So, three, can you just stop reading or do you have to read to the end of the chapter? I can just stop reading. When I've had enough, I just close the book and put it down. When I come back to the book and come back to where I left off, I go back to the beginning of the paragraph just to recap a few sentences to quickly refresh my mind where I was. Do you eat or drink whilst reading? Yes, I do. Both. Can you read with music or TV on? No, I cannot. I need silence when I'm reading. Everything can distract me. Well, when I say everything, the general everyday humming sounds of life don't distract me, but I can't listen to the radio or have TV on. I can't be in a room with people having a conversation around me quite loudly. That distracts me too much. Do you read one book at a time or several at once? Depends. Sometimes I have three or four books on the go. If I'm doing some research, I'll be using research books. But at the same time, I'll be having a novel or a storybook or something like that on the go too, for either light reading or escapism or whatever, whilst I'm reading books that I need to read, if you know what I mean. So yes, I prefer to read one at a time if I'm reading a good novel, but if I'm reading books to expand things that I need for a project or work that I'm working on, then I'll read more than one at a go. Do I read at home or everywhere? Everywhere. Do you read out aloud or in your head? Always in my head. It distracts me. My own voice distracts me when I'm reading out aloud. So I always read in my head. Do you read ahead and skip pages? Never. Very, very rarely. I may skip a paragraph, because I can speed read, and so I can scan when I need to. So I skip words and sentences sometimes, but never really jump ahead. Do you break spines or keep it light and new? I read a book. I don't think about the book itself. Something that you mentioned there, Amy, I just read the book. A book is meant to be read. I don't put a value in the book itself, unless it's an out-of-print book, or a particularly valuable book. But I tend to buy my books secondhand. I rarely buy brand new books. And if it's secondhand, I like the idea that somebody's already read the book. I quite like that. I quite like the smell of a book that's been read and used. And I quite like the look of it too. So I don't really take care of books in a particular way. I read it and put it on my shelf or give it away and pass it on. Do you write in your books? No, I never write in my books, never have, never needed to. For me, the book is to be read. If I want to take notes on the book, I have a jotter next to me and I do it that way, and put a reference to the book in the page, etc. Who do you tag? I'm not quite sure what that means. Who do I tag? So I'll leave that one. Not quite sure who do I tag? I don't know. If it's about reading a book, who do I tag and mentioning a book? Perhaps, well, whoever's interested, who I think is interested, but I'm not sure of the question on that one. So there are my answers to the 12 book and reading habits tag. I shall put a link to Amy's Boo here on my own Boo on Audio Boo FM, so you can take a listen to Amy. And also, if you click the link to the Boo, you'll get the questions there. So if you want to add to this discussion and you want to add to this great Boo, please do. When I say great Boo, the Boo inspired by Amy Brayosnail. Thanks for listening, and as always, God bless.